Ever feel like there just aren't enough hours in the day? Like you and your team are constantly chasing deadlines.
Oh, tell me about it.
Right. Well, today we're doing a deep dive into something that might just be the key to unlocking some extra productivity. Time tracking tools.
That's right.
Now, I know what you might be thinking. Time tracking. Isn't that just for clocking in and out? But trust me.
Oh, it's so much more than that.
It really is. We dug into some research and articles on this, and what we found was pretty eye-opening.
Yeah, it is. It's really about understanding where your time actually goes. And we found some stuff that's, well, I think you'll be surprised.
For sure. But before we get into the nitty-gritty.
The really interesting stuff.
Exactly. Let's make sure we're all on the same page here. When we talk about time tracking tools, what exactly are we talking about?
Basically anything that helps you keep tabs on how you're spending your time at work.
Right. So that could be like those fancy apps.
Yeah. There are tons of apps out there.
Or software programs.
Uh-huh. Some companies have whole systems for this.
Or even just, you know, a good old-fashioned spreadsheet.
Hey, if it works, it works.
Exactly. So it's not just about Big Brother watching over your shoulder.
Yeah. No. That's not what this is about at all.
It's about data.
Yes. Data is king or queen, I guess.
And what that data can reveal about how we work.
Right. And you know, what's fascinating is that just the act of tracking time can actually change how people work.
Wait, really?
Yeah. It's like, if you know someone's watching, you tend to be a bit more mindful, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, like when your mom was watching you clean your room.
Exactly. It's called the Hawthorne effect. People tend to modify their behavior when they know they're being observed.
So just knowing they're being tracked might make people more, I don't know, aware of their time.
Precisely. But, and this is key, it's not about being Big Brother.
Right, right.
Effective time tracking is about giving employees more ownership over their time, helping them understand where it goes, and making better decisions about how to use it.
So it's more about empowerment than control.
Exactly. One study we looked at found that employees using time tracking software were 15% more productive.
15%? That's huge.
It is. They spend way less time on things that weren't actually essential to their work.
Okay, but I still have to ask, wouldn't some people feel, like, creeped out, like they're constantly being watched?
Of course. That's a totally valid concern, and that's why transparency and open communication are so important.
You have to build trust.
Absolutely. It's about using these tools to help people, not micromanage them.
To work smarter, not harder.
Exactly. Imagine being able to pinpoint those sneaky time sinks, you know, the things that just eat up your day without you even realizing it.
Oh, yeah, like constantly checking email.
Yes, or getting sucked into social media.
Well, that's a big one for me.
Right. But time tracking data can help you identify those things and regain control over your time.
So instead of being this scary monitoring tool, it's more like a way to improve your entire workflow.
Precisely. And the beauty of it is there are so many different approaches to time tracking. You can find what works best for you and your team.
Yeah, because what works for a giant corporation might not work for a small startup.
Exactly. Some teams might benefit from really detailed time tracking software, you know, with all the bells and whistles.
While others might just need something simple, like a spreadsheet.
Or even just a timer. Have you ever heard of the Pomodoro technique?
The what?
The Pomodoro technique. It's this time management method where you work in focused bursts, usually like 25 minutes, and then take a short break.
Ah, interesting.
It can really help with focus and prevent burnout.
That's actually something I could see my team being into. We all struggle with focus sometimes, especially with all the distractions these days.
Great.
Okay, so we've talked about the psychology behind it, different approaches, but how do you actually implement time tracking? Like, how do you get your team on board?
Well, like with anything else, communication is key.
Got to be open and honest.
Exactly. Explain why you're considering time tracking, what you hope to achieve, and how it will benefit everyone. And be upfront about any concerns, address them head on.
Don't just spring it on them.
Right. And most importantly, get your team involved in the process.
Make it a collaborative thing.
Exactly. Let them help choose the tools and the approach that works best for them.
So it's more like, hey, we're all in this together, rather than you're being watched.
Exactly.
So to wrap this all up, it sounds like time tracking tools can be incredibly valuable for boosting productivity.
Absolutely.
But only if they're used thoughtfully and ethically.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And you know, this brings up a really interesting question for all our listeners out there.
How do you tell?
What areas in your team's workflow could benefit the most from improved time management? What conversations could you start today based on what we've discussed?
That's something to really think about.
I hope so.
Well, we really appreciate you taking this deep dive with us.
My pleasure.
And we hope this has given you some new insights into how time tracking can be so much more than just, you know, monitoring employees.
Me too. Thanks for having me.
And to all our listeners out there, thanks for tuning in. Until next time, keep on learning and keep on growing.
Bye, everyone.
See ya.